What's up, guys? Welcome to our 17th episode. It's the Broken Pictures podcast / YouTube show where we discuss the top three things that you may have missed in pop culture this past month or so.
It's been a while. It's been a very long while.
Yeah. So there could potentially be spoilers of your favorite TV shows, movies, comics, and or video games. You have been warned. This is
the FOMO show.
Let's do that again.
Okay.
This is the FOMO show. So, this is Dylan.
I'm Quinn.
And once again, we'd like to say thanks for joining us on YouTube or podcast, however you're tuning in. Special thank you to those who are returning, especially after the break. We've been breaking for a while, so
quite a while.
If you want to keep the conversation going or support the show, you can, of course, comment below. But you can also find that info in the episode notes and or website at www.broken.pictures.com. And you can also leave us a voice message that we can play on the show. You want to send us questions or just chat or whatever, say something about the show or one of us. We depends on what you say. We might play it on the show and we'll keep the conversation going. You can get that through the Anchor app or you can go to www.anchor.fm/the FOMO show to find the show on podcast. And YouTube viewers, please subscribe, hit the little bell notification.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
the bell's a little rusty.
Ding.
You can hit that bell for notifications whenever we post a new video on YouTube. And if you're a podcast listener, please go ahead and leave us 5 stars, especially on iTunes. Because lots of people listen to iTunes and Spotify, wherever you're getting your podcasts, we appreciate that. Help people find us. And we got some special notes, of course. We've been gone for a long time. We took a break because Lydia and I got married.
Yay!
And we took our honeymoon, spent 10 days in Ireland. It was glorious and a few bumps in the road. But hey, that's life. And, of course, you can see Lydia's not here today. She had to work today. She's got a bridal shower after the wedding to go to this weekend. So she's got to work today to kind of make up some time while I sit here. That's between us. So, all right. So, but... either way, we're back, baby, and a lot has happened over the break. A lot. We got, basically, season 8 of Game of Thrones came and went. Endgame dominated. We got some news, Spider-Man trailer, Star Wars, Rise of the Jedi stuff, the Picard trailer.
That is the name of that movie.
Yeah. The new Terminator trailer dropped. We got Batman news, Westworld 3 trailer. John Wick 3 came, and they're going to do a 4th and maybe a 5th. And Sonic the Hedgehog thing, yeah. Kind of, it got pushed back, so hey, you have a voice. The director and the studio listened, so they're going back to fix it, which is awesome because a lot of people don't do that. You know,
they just say, screw fame. 1% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Heard. And Hellboy came and went, tanked. Kind of sucked.
Okay.
I didn't see it yet. I'll still watch it on DVD or whatever. But anyway, and The Walking Dead basically killed off Rick on the comic. So we'll see. Yeah, maybe. See how that works. And of course, you know, like I said, we got married. Not me and Quinn, but me and Lydia. Quinn has already got his partner thing worked out. So
it's not on my finger, though.
Yeah, I can only wear mine part-time because I ordered one a little too small. And it's like, I don't know if you can see, I've already got the band because it's literally squeezing my finger to death. So, yeah, I got to order another one. Because this one's like, was it titanium or something? So you can't really resize them.
Oh, yeah. No, because
It's cool though. It's got like a wood grain on the inside.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Super, super comfortable, even though it's super tight. But that's what she said. So, what do you got? Oh, yeah, yeah. Spoiler alert, of course. We're going to get into some spoiler territory. So, you've been warned, like I said in the opening of the episode. Just to double down on that fact, we're going to get into some stuff, and you can hit fast forward or whatever if you know you don't like what you hear or you don't want to hear it. If you're watching on the YouTube and the interwebs, you can.
It looks like there's a gray in my beard. That's how long we've been gone.
Speaking of watching, always, if you get bored, always watch Quinn. He's got something visually interesting going on over there. But if you're watching on YouTube or whatever, just pay attention to the words over my head, and those will change, and then you can be on to the next subject. You can tell when we change subjects, and it's pretty simple that way. So, what are you guys watching this week? It seemed like it's kind of slow this week, maybe. I don't know. It just seems maybe I've just been out of the loop for a while, but a lot has happened during the past month. Yeah. Like, we picked the worst time to take a break. Like, literally, everything in entertainment was like, this is the month to be alive.
Pretty much.
Don't spell that.
But it's okay, because there's still more to come.
Absolutely.
Because
more to come.
You got E3 that's going to be happening next month, June 11th through the 13th.
It's going to be a jam-packed episode to try to talk about all that.
It'll be a lot, and there'll be so much because it's so many days of just like video game stuff. And then in July, we have San Diego Comic-Con, and you know they say everything there. So
we might have to do just like special editions for those alone.
Yes.
Just because,
a lot of stuff.
Otherwise, we'd be sitting here and we get carried away, which is why we cut it back to three, by the way. We were doing the top five, and I mean, there's still a lot to talk about, but I mean, that's a lot to take in, and it's a lot to try to buzz through really fast, you know, just kind of hit the highlights. So now we can get a little bit more into in-depth or whatever. Like, we were doing it anyways, but now it won't take as long. The episodes won't be more than an hour. Fingers crossed.
You can only hope.
So, Lydia's not here this week to taper us in, so oops. Rein us in. So let's see. Well, yeah. What are you guys into? Me personally, I saw Shazam in Ireland. I need to see it here because I don't know if they're like an international version that I watched. It's different. We'll see.
That'll be fun.
You know how they do different trailers or whatever. But yeah. We'll see. So, yeah, it was really good. I really liked it. It was hilarious. I say don't miss it. And I saw John Wick 3. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't everything everybody said. It was wow. But it was your typical popcorn action flick, like had everything you wanted in that realm. it was really good when you consider it what it is, you know what I mean? It's probably not gonna win any Oscars or anything like that, but it was lots of fun. Very well done. It was a lot of fun. Cool. And of course Game of Thrones came and went and we're gonna talk about that. Let's see. A lot of stuff. I probably will mention it. We've been out for a month. I could sit here and list things till I turn blue.
I don't know. What have I done? Oh, I read things. I read, what did I read? I caught completely up on Doomsday Clock, which was a comic series that comes out from DC, which is basically Mr. Manhattan versus everybody. Dr. Man.
Don't take him down a notch.
Yeah. Versus everybody. Like, literally every team you can imagine under, like, the DC umbrella. Like, they had all the Lantern Corps come, Justice League Dark, the Justice League, the JLA International.
how do you take out a guy like that? Like, you got, like, hey, just to sit down and, like, think of how you take out somebody like that,
so,
is a huge meeting.
Like, the way that it went, so literally everybody was just, like, surrounding him, and he was just kind of, like, in the middle of everyone, and he was like, Firestorm, you're probably the only person that has a chance at beating me. Everybody else is just, like, a baby. And
Firestorm?
Yeah, he said he's probably the most powerful being in the universe besides him. Firestorm can create anything out of anything. Like, he will not create it. He just rearranges atoms to create something else.
Huh.
Like, he's made...
I thought he could only, like, deal with fire. I'm out of the DC comic universe. I'm out of the Marvel comic universe right now, too.
So, but he's a nuclear man. But, like, he can also manipulate atoms and, like, transmute something.
We're talking about, like, back in the day. No. That's my problem. I'm thinking Spider-Man, Magic Hour, Firestorm. And I'm like, dude with the flames off his head? Like, that's not the same guy.
It's not the same guy.
Okay.
But yeah. That's where it happened.
Where's my nerd card?
But yeah, and he took everybody out. Like, they literally blew him up like 3 different times, and he's just like, oh, that sucks. And he just like reconstituted himself.
For real.
And everybody showed, oh, that was the thing that I remember now. So when everybody first got there, like, he was having a conversation with Firestorm in the future, and they were like, who are you talking to? He's like, sorry, I didn't realize you were here. I was having a conversation 5 minutes in the future. You'll understand in a minute.
Just see, that's like, you can't sneak up on the guy. I mean, literally, like he did with Rorschach, spoiler, at the end of Watchmen. It's like,
yeah,
look at you and just blast you apart. Like, how do you deal with that? You know, you like any ill will toward this guy, and he's just looking at you like you're a peon, you know, like you're ants to him.
So I don't know how they're gonna.
It's insane.
We'll see. It'll be fun.
Yeah, for real. Like, I mean, that is. Just to take that on, I can't. Like, you got to sit in, like, some really, really, like, some plot gymnastics to make that happen.
We'll see. I have to wait another month, but we'll see.
Speaking of, the new Watchmen teaser trailer came out for HBO. Looks intense.
HBO said we need something to get them subscribers back.
For real. Yeah, apparently, David Benioff and Weiss have been taking notes from Lindelof from Lost. It's like, just string them along. When we get to the end, screw them. we got to stay on point.
Right. So, moving on.
Us know in the comments below what you guys have been watching, what you're into. If we should see it or miss it, don't miss it. Let us know. It's the FOMO show, of course.
So, the number one movie of the week is Aladdin, somehow.
Wah, wah, wah. I saw a mashup of the song of the original Aladdin with Fairly OddParents, and it just fits right in. It's so crazy. It's just like, it seems like another verse of Friend Like Me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Aladdin, I guess, congratulations. You're still 58% rotten on Rotten Tomatoes, but it's all right, I guess. Parents will love and hate you because you'll occupy their children, but they're going to have to watch you and hear you 54 times.
Yeah, it's like, if it's Disney, it's, like, bound to succeed because there are just some diehards out there.
Yeah.
You know, like, even, like, the trailer that everybody hated, I still saw people online or on social media, they were just like, can't wait to see this. I was like, you go right ahead, pal.
I've had it. I can have your $10.
Mm-hmm. 14 now, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been a while. Oh, I'm probably thinking, like, 3D tickets. They're more.
Oh, okay. Like
12, 15. Anyway.
So.
Yeah, so... Aladdin, apparently, it had a chance, you know, if it came, and it was a long weekend. I mean, it could have came out Friday, Thursday night, Friday. Everybody saw it was really good. Then went back Sunday, Monday, Saturday, and boom, made lots of money. It still blew it out the box expectations, because Disney.
Yeah.
And Will Smith is just like, you can't not like the guy. Yeah. So I don't know.
This is how it is. That's how it is, I guess.
Yeah. And I mean, I got to give Will Smith credit. He has taken an honest approach towards the genie. He's just like, there's no way I could.
No, my name is not Robin Williams. Yeah. So.
Yeah. But he said, like, when he started doing, like, the old school hip hop, like, Friend Like Me, he got in the groove, and he kind of found his groove with it, with who the character was and stuff. So, I mean, I'll watch it, of course. Cause, I mean, but Aladdin and Lion King was, like, my jam when I was a teenager. Like, I'm talking about, like, 16. I was, like, oof. Yeah. Like, kids today are like, I just want to mow somebody down on video games. But I was like, I'm going to sing Lion King.
Well, we got Lion King coming out too at some point. I forget when it comes out.
Yeah. There's something else that comes out too. Like, there's, like, within 6 month period, there's three live action Disney movies. There's Aladdin, something, and Lion King. Shoot. I can't remember. I'll probably write it below or something. So ding, you'll probably hear that.
Okay.
Anyways. That's the benefits of watching rather than listening. But anyways. New releases. In theaters on disc and digital will now be on your screen. Top three in pop culture entertainment this week, month-ish.
In time that we've been gone.
We can't not talk about Game of Thrones.
Because
it's such a huge thing.
It is. And it has been for the past 10 years. And now it's gone. It's over. Like yesterday. Today's Tuesday. 2 days ago, Sunday, was the first time I was like sitting there. I was like, oh man, Game of Thrones isn't gonna come on anymore. I'm kind of sad, but watching it. So how did you feel for this season? Like from the first episode to that very last moment where the last tone of the score hit and the credits started to roll.
I was like, what? What? Oh, what? No. Okay.
Yeah.
Even more of a disappointment to find out that Bucky Barnes killed more Starks than the Night King.
Okay. Well, how did I feel about this season? I felt really good. Well, really? I felt good. There were some low moments, but then we said spoilers a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
When Daenerys started burning the city to the ground, I was like, okay. I was surprised that she went ahead and started just like burning the entire city. But at the same time, I'm like, this is okay. Cause she had to die anyway. This is the only way the show could have really ended.
Yeah. It was either going to be her or Jon, because she couldn't let Jon live knowing that he was a threat to her throne, especially after he's already told folks. I mean, my deal is, I mean, we obviously knew that they had rushed through it. And a lot of people think that because the showrunners, D&D, David Benioff and Weiss, I don't think both of them are named David. I keep saying David. But anyways, D&D, they got a deal with Lucasfilm and Disney to do the next Star Wars trilogy. But, like, I mean, Damon Lindelof did The Leftovers, and he's doing Watchmen. But before that, he did Lost, and he's wrote some of the Star Trek movies and stuff. Between him, Carlton Cuse, and J.J. Abrams, I feel like D&D were like, what happens if we screw it up? And they're like, nah, they'll still love you. You still have a career.
they'll be fine.
Yeah, because Lost was an amazing show. And then it gets to the end. Of course, they had lied straight to your face. Everybody had guessed the ending like years ahead of time. They're like, no, that's ridiculous. You know. And then when it happened, everybody's like, that's ridiculous. So.
Yeah. Well, but I feel like, how to describe the way I felt at the end of it? Like, I was content, but there was like some lingering things that needed to be answered. Not just like John going to the north or Arya going west of Westeros. It was like Bran this entire time before the Long Night, he was just kind of like, no, everything's okay.
I don't want any more.
Yeah, it's fine. But at the end of it, he's like, no, you'll get better at saying, yeah, I'm the king of the six kingdoms. It's fine.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there must always be a Stark in Winterfell. You're the Lord Stark now. I can't own land. I don't want anything. Yeah. Well, here's the kingship. Why do you think I came all this way?
He's like looking for the dragon. He's like, it's okay. I'll find
him. He's definitely a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's definitely a bad guy.
Like, I don't know if some weird magic mess happened and the Night King and Bran switched places, or if he just like, oh, I'm not going to be in his body anymore.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is like they dropped all these hints, but and there's a lot of foreshadowing, you know, that you can pick up and you can run with. Even with Daenerys, there's a lot of foreshadowing, but there's the character development to get there is just not there. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, we could look back and see signals, you know, oh, she burnt this, she burnt that, you know, oh yeah, the signs are there. She was turning mad, you know, and we were cool with it. But then we had to spend the last episode Tyrion mansplaining the entire series, you know, so we could understand what happened, you know. I mean, you've painted yourself into a corner and you're tired of doing it. You could have just said, you know what, I don't really feel like doing it anymore. Let's just hand it to somebody else who would have loved to get their hands on it, who would have done an amazing job, and just go do your Star Wars thing and go out on top, but don't burn it to the ground. Like, I mean, showrunners are infamous for doing this.
Yeah.
Like True Blood, Alan Ball basically ran it into the ground, like went off so many directions, kept everybody guessing, kept everybody excited. And then at the very end was like, hey, you know what? Let's go ahead and just kill off the main character. Spoiler alert. And he was like, deuces out. And everybody's like, what? And so the next showrunner, I mean, they spent like one season trying to say, okay, yeah, we can still do this show. And then the next season tying it up and ending it because he had like screwed it so bad.
Dang. And I feel like only reason I feel like this Game of Thrones season wasn't as good as it could have been is just because it was six episodes. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's kind of just used to it being longer and like taking its time with everything. And it's like, if the last episode was longer than what it was, like it was just an hour and a half, and like every episode up until then was just like an hour and a half.
Well, not even that. It's like, I mean, like you, the Walking Dead premieres are usually 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know, they told us when 2 years ago, whatever, when they said that this season would only be six episodes, everybody said, oh man, why? And they're saying, oh, don't worry about it because every episode is going to be a movie. And then we got only one episode out of the six that went beyond 90 minutes.
Yeah. Which was like, you could have made this last one a little longer. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of loose ends for y'all not to have any sort of spinoffs for. Like, mm-hmm. We're not going to see any more of Jon, or probably no more of Arya. Hopefully no more of Sansa. I didn't like Sansa.
What? How do you not like Sansa, man?
She got on my nerves.
The little like I liked her character up until the last minute when like she obviously saw that Bran, there's something not right about Bran.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm not gonna be part of this. And I respect her for that, but the way they wrote it seemed like she was just being bitchy.
Yeah.
And was like, look, hey little brother.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
I love you, but I'm not gonna do this.
The second she found out
I deserve a throne.
Yeah, the second she found out Bran's gonna be king, she's like, no. We're gonna stay in the north. You can come visit, but no.
Yeah, she told her uncle to sit down, and she thought Tyrion was like leaning her direction. Then he said Bran, and she's like, what? No.
He can't be king. He can't have kids. She smooth said, he can't have kids. And Tyrion's like, it's fine. It don't need to be that way. And she's like, I tried. I tried everything.
Yeah. It was just so ridiculous. Like, I feel like the showrunners were basically Cersei. Like, anybody but me can have the throne. Or no. Nobody but me. Excuse me. Nobody but me can have the throne. I'm gonna just do whatever I want. I'm gonna squander it, and I'm gonna do whatever I want. I'm not gonna run it right, but nobody better touch it but me.
Yeah.
That's my baby. You know, just like Daenerys too. It's like, that's mine. You know, I'm gonna kick out all the tyrants to be a new tyrant. You know.
I feel Daenerys, from like the very beginning, like the second she, what was the first crazy thing she did? Not burning the witch. That was understandable.
I think it was Carth. She
crucifying the people.
Maybe. I can't remember now. It's like there was always a good reason, you know. Just like Tyrion said at the end, you know, we were always for it until it was us.
Until it was just like innocent people, and she always felt like it was.
Mm-hmm. Like there was always a good reason. Oh, they were bad people. They were this. They were that. There was always a reason.
Cersei, but they were just women and children and old people. And it's like, mm-hmm. But they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, and there was even like a theory that Bran had took control of Drogon and. You know, she was headed toward the Red Keep, and then he swooped around and got control or whatever. I mean, that would have been more interesting. I mean, if all you're doing is trying to just unpin expectations, there you go. Just, I mean, you know, Captain America show up. That would have been unexpected.
That would have been great.
I mean, come on. If that's all we're doing, I mean, it comes to a point with writing to where If all you're doing, it's like the Rian Johnson effect. If all you're doing is just trying to go against expectations, then you become expected as well. Like, you just have to be smart. You can't, it's a lazy way out just to say, we just went against expectations, you know? Even George R. R. Martin said in an interview, it's like, if you're working towards the butler did it the entire time, and then you're dropping all these hints, you know, and somebody catches on, and then you're like, oh, no, it was the chambermaid. Then you've screwed your story, you know?
You just, even if somebody figures it out, just still go with it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't ruin the story. It just is like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's fun to watch to figure out if you were right or how it happened.
Yeah.
It's still enjoyable for fans, you know, even if they figured it out.
But the one thing of Game of Thrones, and then I have like two other things. The one thing of like the ending of the season that would have like made it better is if Bran's eyes, like just like the color of his eyes, were like visibly blue.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've been brown the whole entire their show, but like when Jon was like kneeling down to him, but Jon like looked up and like got a good look in his eyes, and it's like, huh.
There's a blue hue or something.
Yeah. Your eyes are different now.
Mm-hmm. Everything the Night King touched became possessed by the Night King, and he had control of, except that when the Night King died, all that died too. So that's the only hole in that theory. But at the same time,
I mean, maybe we don't know if that mark that he put on Bran disappeared or not.
Yeah, he might be future Night King through some timey-wimey warging thing or whatever. But I can't explain it any other way. With how he acted up until that point, and just, I can't explain it any other way other than that's all he ever wanted was the throne.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, he's like, oh, you know what, Tyrion, you go run things. I'm going to go find that dragon. that's like
that you can't ride. I mean,
if he works in a Drogon, he's basically Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah.
It's like you can't defeat him, you can't sneak up on him. He's seen it all, and he could go back in time and even affect you. You know? So I just don't understand. Not to mention, they don't even understand that the Three-Eyed Raven lives for thousands of years or however long. You know, they don't know that. So he's basically just usurped everything and taken everything. Yeah, and he's like, go ahead, Sansa. Take the North. I'll get it when you die. Just leave it to me in your will. You know, nobody understands that. And he fully understands that.
Yeah.
And he's just going to let it go, you know? That I would love to see that spinoff series where everybody realizes that Bran is
worse. He has to die.
He's worse. And the Reeds, we finally see Howland Reed, mm-hmm. and Mira comes out and goes, you don't know what you did. And they start an uprising, and that would be cool to watch.
Yep.
And I want to see another spinoff of Jon in the North, and all, like, what did the Night King, like, obviously they had a community up there. They've been living there. He's got a castle or something.
He has to have something else there. It has to be like some sort of other magic or something that we didn't even touch on because he just kind of left. It's like, I'm going to go march south.
Yeah.
So.
Or north. You said he's going to march south. Oh, yeah. After he finds everything?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. And after Drogon comes back, is he going to find John? If Brandon isn't able to warg into him because he's a dragon or whatever, I don't see why he wouldn't be able to. But I mean, where else is Drogon going to go? Just hang out in Old Valyria forever? And there's even a theory that he is taking Daenerys to Old Valyria to be resurrected, just like John was resurrected by the Red Priestess.
That, yeah, I saw that and I was like, that makes sense. But then what would happen after that? Because she would be pissed. She'd be super pissed.
Oh, yeah. She would be unstoppable.
Yeah.
It's like a giant magic witch. Yeah, that would be crazy. That would be like next level.
That's the Great War. That's what it would be.
Like, you just thought Game of Thrones was good. You just, now, everything's about to hit the fan.
What else?
Arya in the West. It would be a cool pirate show. Arya's Adventures or whatever.
With mermaids and things.
West of Westeros.
But there is some news of a few spinoffs. Well, it's like three. Two we don't know really anything about. One's going to be the prequel.
Yeah, he said there's five in the works.
That's a lot.
At least.
But one of which I know that is going to be directed by Jane Goldman, who also did some directing and co-writing for Kick-Ass, X-Men First Class, and the first Kingsman. So,
loved all those.
Yeah, so should be good. Should be fun. But also, in another interview,
that's the one with Naomi Watts. That's like the Golden Age, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
I think he's unofficially calling it the Long Night. But my bad, I'm cutting you off.
Go ahead.
My bad.
But yeah, like Dylan just said, my coffee. it's potentially gonna be called the Long Night, but also that. With some of the other shows, one thing George R. R. Martin said that the whole thing of either for the Thronesverse, either you win or you die, is kind of gone. It's out the window.
Mm.
So don't really know what the prequel's probably going to be like that because that's how this all got started. But
yeah.
But we'll definitely see.
The Golden Age of Heroes, which is the Long Night, that is like the rise of the Targaryens, right?
Yep. Yep.
And there's the other, I can't remember if it's that one or another one that is taking place in Old Valyria. And so that one is going to be like really ethnically diverse, which is like one of the big criticisms of Game of Thrones. Because I mean, it's like a European, you know, story or whatever. And even but when they went like Essos and all these other ones, we saw like other ethnicities and stuff. So
they're fine. They'll be fine.
I mean, I don't know.
There's all like two black people in the show. They both died.
Yeah. I'm a middle-aged white guy, so I have no opinion about this. But I don't think you just should do it just for the sake of doing it. I think there should be a good reason.
Yeah. But really, there's no other Valyrians there weren't any besides Daenerys and her brother. They died. but they were pale, but they were also born in Westeros. Mm-hmm. I feel like anybody born in Westeros is pretty pale.
Well, the Targaryens are actually from old Valyria.
Yeah.
And the one that's going like back to old Valyria, that's when the Targaryens weren't even like a house yet. Like they were just kind of like a lord or something low. Like they were nobodies at that point.
Neat.
And it was like the one of the cousins or somebody, a niece or nephew, had a dream of the doom of Valyria. And that's how they were able to escape Valyria. And they took their dragons and took over Westeros from there. That's how they became.
Super excited to see the doom, though.
Valyria,
of what it actually may be or how they manifest it, besides just a volcano exploding.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, I hope it's better than watching Pompeii, because that was kind of... Jon Snow was in that. Kit Harington.
Poor guy.
I know, you were in that.
Just can't pick good roles.
Yeah. Finally got to see him, like, not covered up, so I guess women... He finally has his shirt off, but... Yeah. He's got to finish those books.
Yep.
There was a rumor that he had finished them, but he was waiting to release them until these because he didn't want to usurp the show. But I think he basically called that ridiculous.
It's like, no.
He's like,
all of my time was on this show, so now I'm going to go write these
Haven't
books.
You seen me write these other five books?
So that was 20 years ago. Yeah. You're going to be waiting.
Oh, that's another thing. I want to say like over a million signatures or something.
To redo the show?
Yeah, to redo the show. Like, what's her name that played Sansa called it disrespectful?
Yeah.
It was like, it's an opinion. Like, I mean.
It's done, guys.
They're not going to rewrite it, of course. Obviously. And would you even want it that way? Because none of the original characters would come back for that.
No.
That'd be dumb.
It would just be like the worst thing that you wanted, but you really don't want it.
Yeah.
Just be happy. Like, find some sort of satisfaction in the ending of this.
Wait until the other books come out and they reboot the show.
Then don't watch it, because this is going to be like another 10 years.
Yeah. And they're just going to be, it's not like the other show. We've got these guys who were in the book and not in the in the show.
And nobody's pretty anymore. They just made everybody look like how they're supposed to. And they butt ugly.
And everybody's got fake purple contacts. And originally, Emilia Clarke was supposed to have those purple eyes and everything, but the contacts like messed with her eyes.
Yeah.
Then we would have been able to tell she was a bad guy because her eyes would have been red. I mean, with all the CG and everything, I don't know why they couldn't have just made her eyes purple.
She's like, no, it'll be fine. Yeah. Somebody just said no, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. But from speaking of eye color and changing and swords and things, but not medieval, but in space, same things, kind of. Sith eyes change color.
Do they?
Oh,
yeah. Episode 3. Duh.
He forgot.
I did.
That's why he took his nerd
class. And Emilia Clarke, both universes.
Oh, yeah. She's in both.
That's right.
But
speaking of eyebrows, like her eyebrow game is wicked. Like, like I thought I had the best eyebrows in the business. But I mean, she is like so expressive. Like every interview ever is just like, like I'm not knocking. I mean, it's like it's amazing. Like she's gorgeous and everything. But wow, those eyebrows! Like I've never seen such articulate eyebrows.
Such articulate eyebrows. But yeah. Articulate eyebrows aside.
Speaking of articulation,
Star Wars. So,
Rise of the Skywalker.
Whatever.
The Skywalker?
Yeah, Rise of Skywalker, I think.
Yeah.
Which, whatever that means.
Yeah, so I guess right off, do you think that means like an actual bloodline Skywalker, or does that mean like Skywalker as in like a new form of Jedi? Like a type of person.
I feel like it might be both.
You know?
I feel like it's going to be... Because if... So, how I think the movie's going to, like, end. You find out Rey is actually a Skywalker, whether she be, like, her and Kylo Ren brother and sister, like how Luke and Leia were, or...
Of course, J.J. Abrams would do that.
Or you find out, like, Luke... had some hanky-panky with somebody. They hid the baby from him and the rest of the universe. And now she's like, oh, what I'm a Skywalker. Was it
Jade Mara in the books? Yeah. He's like his...
Who is also a Sith.
Yeah, yeah. Carrie Russell's character. We don't know who she is yet.
Hmm. We'll see.
We've seen their new photos from Vanity Fair, who basically had an exclusive write-up on it. And it looks like in the trailer, the same ship that dropped Rey off from her Force vision from the first one is basically Carrie Russell's character. She's like a bounty hunter or something.
Also did a thing. I remember now. I forgot I did the thing. But I did a thing on Quinn's Corner that Rey also might be like a Force clone. Because they enjoy doing, like, Star Wars loves doing clones of everything. And, like, one thing.
And that's an established thing for sure.
And one thing Palpatine, like, enjoyed doing in the comics, which they've taken a few notes from, like, the more recent comics. It was like, Order, I think, like, 96 or something like that. It was a...
Wasn't Order 66. Not to be confused.
Which he was trying to, like, create Force clones so he could have a Force clone army. And also in Star Wars Dark Empire, which is a comic that came out in the 90s, which they took some heavy notes from it. Like, after I went back reread it, I was like, this is, like, the first... This is, the last two movies, basically.
Really?
Yeah. He created several Force clones, and like him and Luke fought. He turned Luke to the dark side. Luke then was like, I'm just gonna go help you kill everyone. Then Leia went and saved Luke. But the whole thing in that was Palpatine was able to come back because he was able to project his soul with the Force into these clones that could also tap into the Force.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just a side note, like one of the reasons, like, of course, nobody liked Luke going out or being the bad guy or whatever in the last movie, except that in the books, he wavered back and forth a couple different times.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the arguments that Mark Hamill had was like, Luke is the most positive person in the galaxy. He would never be a bad guy. And like, as much as I want to agree with you, and I don't like seeing Luke trying to kill Kylo or whatever, that's not canon. No, well, not. I mean, the books aren't canon anymore, but he's his father's son
a lot of the times. Like, there's a lot of Luke has a lot of wavering, like, because the way he's portrayed in some of like the older books is like he does what's best for the galaxy, kind of like a Varys a little bit. Like, so if he needs to be on the dark side to do this, and all right,
rip, whoop,
yellow eyes,
rip, and then sorry.
Fine.
I'm sorry, what were you saying about what yellow eyes? Sorry, I was having a flashback and I have disappointment.
It's okay, we all did.
Oh man, I'm sorry. Even the characters, even the actors were like, oh, it's so great. Anyways.
But, yeah, he switched back and forth if it needed be. And if it didn't need be, then he'd just be like, okay, I'm just kind of in the middle.
So if it went too far in one direction, he would try to bring actual balance.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So, I mean, I guess he could technically be like a gray Jedi, except, I don't know, that wasn't a thing back then when they wrote those.
No, it wasn't.
Some people are really, really trying, like, for the whole gray Jedi thing. And to me, that makes sense just because, you know, I mean, as much as Obi-Wan wants to say, only a Sith deals in absolutes, like, bruh, so do the Jedi.
So do the Jedi. When it suits,
you know. But then there are some people that are just like, gray Jedis are dumb. Like, that's not, don't do that. That's the stupidest thing ever.
It's smooth kind of where it's heading. Because, like, Kylo Ren's not really a Sith, and he doesn't like Sith and in general, because he's like, I don't really want to be nasty looking.
The Knights of Ren are like a whole different thing that we never got into, but they've confirmed that the Knights of Ren are in the new one, Rise of Skywalker. What?
Getting mowed down.
Yes. So that is a big thing. Vanity Fair. Somebody asked. So the Knights of Ren are in the trailer, right? And they're like, yeah. That's Kylo Ren mowing down the Knights of Ren in the trailer. But then they almost immediately retracted that statement. I was like, no, not mowing down. Even though you can watch the trailer and see him mowing down. The Knights of Ren. And it was like, so, I mean, that's a huge plot point that's been spoiled.
Yeah.
So, which, he's a Solo. He's not a Skywalker, but except that he's got Leia's blood. Which, I mean, if you want to go the matriarchy route, I guess.
Oh, right. The kind of clone Rey is. She's a clone of Leia's DNA.
Leia. Like,
so when, this is my theory, when Vader had her captured on the Death Star originally, and they, you know, they were torturing everything, they took some DNA samples
because she got away, and all we got are a couple hairs from her body.
Like, Palpatine was like, keep some DNA and use it for the cloning project.
I can see that.
But that's just me, that's what I would do. But you know,
plus, I mean, they did before Carrie Fisher's untimely death, they did say that she would play a huge role in this whole series. Yep. And she had a huge role coming up in the third movie. And she will be in the third movie, and they're having to use like unused footage and everything. So we'll see how that plays out. And maybe they snuck in some CG stuff and we won't be able to tell the difference by now. I don't know, but they said they weren't going to. We'll see.
We'll see.
But I can't say that I would complain. I wouldn't either. It'd be fine. You know, at this point, at first, I was like, no, how dare you, you know, but now I'm just like, hey, it's a good story, because, I mean, Rogue One, I mean, at the end, oh, I was just goodness. Like, I saw that in the theater the day she died, and it was just like, oh, my only hope.
Like, Shay was in there, she was already crying because everybody died that was on the planet, and then she saw Carrie, she's like,
she turned into a straight up emoji. Lydia too.
But yeah, so Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, it's the last one, and then
for the Skywalker saga, anyway.
For the Skywalker saga.
Not for Star Wars. But we got the Mandalorian on Disney Plus, we've got the Rogue One main character. I can't remember. I see his face. I can't remember his name. His spinoff. The French guy that was kind of like the Han Solo kind of guy.
There's always a Han Solo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great character. Again.
So it's like a story before Rogue One, because he's dead.
Yeah. So. It's like his misadventures before Rogue One.
I don't know if I want to see that.
Leading up.
But we'll see.
Yeah. So there's those two series on Disney Plus, and then, of course, we've got the Rian Johnson trilogy that's going to be whatever, and then we've got the Benioff and Weiss Game of Thrones trilogy coming up.
It's basically what's going to be is Game of Thrones, but with Star Wars.
We'll see. I don't know. They might be trying to get away from that. I don't know. I don't know what to expect from these guys anymore. Because basically, this like, the guys that Rian Johnson, the last two seasons of Game of Thrones, you just gave more of the same Star Wars trilogy to.
But I have faith. But what was the thing? So,
I the first one's going to be good.
Yeah.
Second, third one, maybe not. But they're reportedly working on a Knights of the Old Republic one too, but it might be one of those two trilogies.
If they get Knights of the Old Republic, like, that story gets dark. Yes. And they do well with the dark. So, might see our first Radar Star Wars. Video games. Speaking of video games and Star Wars, this November, Star Wars is having a game come out, Star Wars The Fallen Order, where the guy who played Jerome Valeska is actually going to be the main character, like, you know, the whole CGI work and the game and everything.
Who's this character again?
From Gotham. He played the Joker, but that was the Joker's
name. Oh, Jerome. Okay. Yeah. Who's also from Shameless.
Yes. Yes.
Redheaded kid.
Redheaded kid.
Or guy. He's older now. He's a man, probably.
He is. Might be older than me, actually. I don't know. I'm only 25. But
so he's going to voice this character?
He's gonna, like, it's him.
Oh, like an Andy Serkis type thing. Like, he is the guy.
Yeah.
Motion capture.
Mo-cap, put him in there. It's basically going to be a movie, but a game. And it looks really good. Like, he's been... It's like after Order 66, he's a Jedi Padawan that went into hiding, but he was by himself. His master got killed, so he's just been trying not to use the Force and just, excuse me, just live a normal life and just be hidden. But, you know, Empire's searching for them Force users, and Palpatine's searching for him in particular for whatever reason.
Really? I like these little, like, adjacent stories.
Yes.
Like, there was a Lord of the Rings video game that was adjacent to the main storyline that was really good. Because, I mean, it gives you everything, like, all the tie-ins that you want with something new. And it's pretty cool. As long as it doesn't, like, usurp the, you know, the final or whatever came of the original, you know, that's, I'm fine with that. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Also, RIP Peter Mayhew, Chewbacca. I don't know if you can see my little... I wonder if it still makes noise. No.
It knows.
No. Sorry, I'm over here squishing Chewbacca's face. RIP Chewbacca. And it was heartbreaking when Harrison Ford was talking about, you know, I miss him. He was a great guy. And Peter Mayhew was Chewbacca. Harrison Ford doesn't say that about anybody. No. So... yeah. So, I mean, it's been weeks since he passed. I want to say he passed like May 3rd, the day before May the 4th or something like that.
I think it was, yeah. Because there was a lot of stuff on May 4th as well.
Right. So, yeah. Lost two of the greats, original cast members.
Now it's just Han and Luke.
Yep. Well, Luke does Chucky.
Wait, what?
He's doing the voice of Chucky.
Oh.
Well, he's great at doing voices, but then when I heard the trailer, I was like, that's just his voice.
That's just him talking.
It's just like, it's like, hi, I'm Mark Hamill, and I'm going to do Chucky now. Hi, I'm Chucky. It's like, what? It's like, you do like some of the most amazing voice work and you're just gonna do like a childish version of your own voice.
I knew it sounded familiar. What the heck?
Yeah. I got excited when I heard he was doing it. Like, at first I was like, then I was like, yeah, he could really. And then I heard it, I was like, oh god, no.
No.
Then I saw Aubrey Plaza's in it and I was like, well, okay, maybe.
She's the comic relief.
I don't know. She can do some really messed up stuff. Like, you saw her in Legion, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's pretty talented.
What else is... Oh, man. What? That messed me up. DC news. Let's just leave Star Wars where it is. So, besides the fact of...
Lots of info and misinformation...
Yeah.
Still not sure if we actually have a new Batman or not.
As far as I know, we do.
Because, like... well, it just like several months ago, and surprise, it's not me. I don't know if you were present for my campaign. If anybody was.
I was here.
A friend of mine even did a mock-up. That was pretty cool.
That was cool.
Excuse me, but so the news of Robert Pattinson as the new Batman came out. And even though, like, months ago, people were saying it was Robert Pattinson, it was this person, it was that person, like, confirmed, it's so-and-so. And then they were like, no. The next day, the next week, it'd be like, oh, no, here's five other people that we think is going to play Batman. And then, you know, no news. There's a hair flying around. So no news. And then it's like, confirmed, Robert Pattinson. And then it was like, no, wait, it's Robert Pattinson. And shoot, somebody else was in the running with it. I cannot
remember. The guy who played Beast in the X-Men movie.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Who played Tolkien in the movie here recently, yeah, too. Excuse me. So that was a thing. And then, excuse me, pretty much everybody right now is saying Robert Pattinson is it. But then there was a backlash because, I don't know if you saw Lego Movie 2. That was another thing I watched over the break. there's an image of the Batman character all sparkly. And so everybody's like, oh, it's Robert Pattinson as Batman. Because so there was a little bit of a backlash with that because it's like, oh, he's the teeny bopper Batman. Nobody wants a teeny bopper Batman. Well, you know, that just shows I'm that old, by the way. I still say teeny bopper. So Warner Brothers came out and was like, there is no deal with Robert Pattinson. It is not a thing. Nothing is confirmed. But it's like the swell is overwhelming now where everyone is saying it's Robert Pattinson. I don't know that. See, this is why I don't know, because I haven't seen anything that other than just news outlets saying. I haven't seen his people. I haven't seen Warner Brothers. I haven't seen DC make an announcement. You know, I haven't seen the director make an announcement. Nobody from the source is saying this is confirmed. It's just everyone else saying, I heard from so-and-so that it was it's a done deal. But, I mean, by the time you see this video, it might be confirmed. But as of this point, on Tuesday, the 28th, it is not confirmed as far as I could tell. Which, I mean, we've been through this before because, somebody, like 3 months ago, one of my Facebook friends was like, I heard on the radio it was so-and-so. It might have been Robert Pattinson. And she was like, oh, heck no, you know, and it's like same thing everybody said, because everybody's like, no, but
at the same time, like, we heard that Ben Affleck was going to be like, he was going to leave, and it just took him forever to, like, actually leave. So it might be one of those things, is like somebody who's close to the people that are going to be, you know, his people, or Warner Brothers is like, yeah, it's Robert Pattinson, just don't tell anybody. And then they go and tell everybody, and there's like, who told? Who doesn't have a job tomorrow? And so it's just going to be like a thing that we're just waiting for them to actually say it.
Right. And Andrew even posted, and he makes a lot. He makes a good point, because part of me is like, Robert Pattinson, there's a lot of other good choices, but in the argument for Robert Pattinson, just to play devil's advocate, look at some of the indie films he's done recently. The guy has some chops.
Yeah.
Like, he's good. And he can do gritty. He can... And that was my argument, is get somebody who cast for Batman. Cast somebody that can do both. Like, don't cast for Bruce Wayne. Like Ben Affleck. I mean, Ben Affleck has a couple gritty things under his belt, but that's not really, by and large, his brand. Nope. So you got to get somebody whose brand is gritty. Right now, Robert Pattinson's brand is kind of like swaying on the edge of a knife, because, I mean, he did Twilight, like, you know, 10 years ago. But he's done some pretty gritty indie stuff since then.
And he's gotten older. And he's, and can't just judge him off that. Because, like, the very first movie I've ever seen him in was Goblet of Fire, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I saw him in Twilight, and I just didn't like Twilight. Doesn't mean he's a bad actor. It's just, right, I don't like Twilight.
Yeah, he was doing what he was asked to do.
Yeah.
He's getting a paycheck. Yeah, I mean, I've done some things that I'm not, you know, I've done some department store training videos and stuff like that. I mean, that I don't want to be known for that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I got a paycheck, you know.
So, but you know, if everyone should go watch at least like two of his indie movies. I don't know any of them, but do you know any of them?
Not off the top of my head, but I know he's got quite a list because I keep seeing his name popping up.
Yeah.
And Andrew even posted on, if you follow, Andrew was our guest host last episode we did before the break.
Six weeks ago.
Yeah. he posted on his social media, he had just seen a Robert Pattinson, like one of his most recent things. And he's got a big one at Cannes right now as well. That's making the rounds, but he was like, if Robert Pattinson is Batman, then give me more of this. Like he is good in this. So I could be okay with it because he can do both. I think he could do both. Like I'm convinced that he could do both. And you know, of course everybody's like, oh, well make, the guy that was the wolf in Twilight, make him Robin.
What's his name? What is his name?
I forget. He
and a teenage girl. Lot. I summon you. Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner. Yeah.
Thank you, and our teenage girl.
Speaking of inner teenage girl, I saw Pokemon.
Pokemon so bad.
And I don't know anything about Pokemon. Like I was like super into church at the time, and then that was like those are demons. So I didn't. Eh. They said the same thing about Harry Potter, but
I
never got into it. It came and passed, and came again, and passed again, and came again. But so my girls and Lydia had to sit there and inform me that, oh, Pikachu isn't a character. It's just one of the many animals that's a Pokemon. You know, I was like, I thought Pikachu was like Pikachu. Nope. It's just a Pikachu.
Yeah,
that blew my mind.
Yeah.
He's like, you mean this Pikachu is not the same Pikachu that's with Ash? I'm like, nope. No.
It's a different Pikachu.
Yeah, it's a whole different story.
Pokemon can get weird, but like, that's a whole, like you can do a whole video on how weird like the idea of Pokemon is. Do you know what Pokemon stands for?
Pocket monster.
Yeah, it stands for pocket monsters.
Yeah.
It's and they like there are some like in the descriptions for the Pokédex in the games, some of these things are nothing you want around. There's literally one that's a balloon that if it sees a child in the woods by itself, it will drop down, scoop the child, and eat up its soul.
It's soul. Wow. No wonder they thought these things were demons, man. You just come across this like, what are you looking at, child? Oh my God. But yeah, anyway, back on DC. I mean, there's a little rabbit trail there. Speaking of, yeah. Yeah, and that's another thing. I'm sorry. It's another thing. Pokemon is not based off a mouse. It's based off like some kind of rabbit or mouse. I don't know. Anyways, that's wow. Let's not even follow that. Because I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I'm so confused.
It's okay.
Anyways. Yeah, so they're talking about... I've seen people are saying that maybe... shoot, I just lost her name.
Robert Pattinson, no.
Could play Catwoman. Was in High School Musical.
Oh, Vanessa Hudgens.
Vanessa Hudgens as Catwoman. Which, I mean, to me, that's like, okay, well, all those people back then are coming into their own, and now they're the new Hollywood, so I guess it makes sense to kind of pull that in, you know?
That's cool, but I don't want to see Catwoman. Like, the one thing I want...
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. The one thing I want from new Batman, because... So I was talking to someone about this the other day, like, the epitome of what Batman could be in, like, the realm of reality, like, the most possible Batman that could exist was Christopher Nolan's Batman. And then this Ben Affleck Batman was trying to exist in a world of power to people and everything, but it went about it in a really odd way. So, like, it needs to be a mix of Christopher Nolan's Batman, but with Tim Burton's mind behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what this next movie needs to be.
Yeah. And, well, this one is supposed to focus on the world's greatest detective aspect of it, which is kind of in the line of the realism Nolan-verse thing, which I'm down for, because that, I think, to me, that's who Batman is at his core. He's just a really disciplined human being.
Yeah. That has to, you know, talk to Superman all the time.
Yeah. Like, I mean, some of the stuff, like some of the Burton stuff focused a lot on the toys and that kind of thing. So that, I mean, that's the only thing that I'm not really for.
I mean, not necessarily like creating
just for the sake of it, you know?
Yeah, not necessarily creating a character that's like, all right, this is going to be a toy now. But like creating a character that like looks like their full comic book adaptation, that like if this person was to show up in somebody else's movie, like say they were to show up in a Wonder Woman movie, it would be like, oh snap, yeah, this fits just fine.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But right now, I mean, that's where it gets hairy, is like, okay, are we crossing dimensions? Is what, where does this Batman fall in with what the Batman she's already met? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there are rumors that this is going to spark a Gotham verse, like a bigger Batman connected universe. So I don't know. Everybody's so like pro verse right now.
Eh.
Yeah.
Freaking and, MCU.
Yeah. And apparently everybody's trying to sign on for this Batman. I've seen Jack Black is trying to play the Penguin. Yeah. Which I could work. I mean, he can play dark.
Could work, but he's just gonna be hilarious. Yeah. Like, I'm just gonna laugh.
That face, though. So, I mean, there's supposed to be like three villains in this first movie.
Hmm.
Wait,
that's not uncommon for Batman, though.
Yeah, but he's got such a huge rogues gallery. But I mean, right out the gate, though, like he's already been Batman for a while, apparently.
Yeah. And like, they could easily just do like, they don't even have to do like three crazy ones. It can be, and since it's going to be like a detective movie, it's like, oh, we find out that they're all connected at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. They could do like Two-Face, Penguin, Riddler, right there. They work together like all the time. Or.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta put somebody like the Riddler in there that is going to challenge him mentally.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Two-Face is, well, he's a gangster, so he's going to have, like, tons of dudes for Batman to beat up. Mm. Penguin's going to have some sort of weird monstrosity for Batman to fight. Now Riddler's going to give you some riddles.
Hmm.
That'll be it. But.
Not the Jim Carrey version of the Riddler. I'd rather the Gotham version of the Riddler. I like that one.
Who told that man to wear spandex? Like.
When I was a kid, I loved it. But, you know.
I can't watch certain movies now as an adult. So I was like, how? I was reading, this is a rabbit hole, reading Liam Jack and the Beanstalk last night. And I was like, how did you run down this beanstalk? Where did you find an axe that could chop through this beanstalk before this giant got down this beanstalk? You know what? I'm just going to finish this story. And like, the giant has a wife. You killed the giant's wife, and the giant's wife's not going to come and kill you after she done gave you all this bread and milk. This
she
story
can't get
is
down
dumb.
There because the thing is broken.
Whatever, you're a murderer.
I like dark versions that are more connected with like the OG, like where that came from, like Jack the Giant Killer type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like those are fun to me.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, what Snow White and the Huntsman tried to be, but wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. What's your thing?
No. I was just saying we're getting a little bit long winded, but
we
I know
are.
There's a lot more to cover in the DCEU Arrowverse.
Arrowverse can wait. It's fine. Maybe. I don't know. Can it wait? It can wait. It can wait.
Well, go ahead. I mean, we're here. We might as well.
Okay. We'll just do movies, because I have, like, a list of movies that are in their thing to do. Well, we got, you know, this October coming out, the Joker movie being directed by Todd Phillips. It's supposed to be one of many one-off DC movies that they're just trying to do that aren't necessarily connected to the DCEU. I didn't know they tried to get Leonardo DiCaprio to play this Joker before.
Yeah, actually, and it wasn't going to be Todd Phillips directing. It was going to be, I see his face. Scorsese was going to direct it.
Oh.
He's still producing, as far as I know, but he was originally going to direct, and they were actually trying to get him direct so that DiCaprio would play the Joker. Because they work together a lot. And De Niro, too. De Niro is featured in it, and he's producing. And he's in that group. You know, they run together, too. So
that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I would have felt if Leonardo DiCaprio played it. I feel like Joaquin Phoenix was the better choice for this role, though.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix is just... I mean, the man is a chameleon.
Yes.
Like, he's like... I mean, you cannot... you cannot brag enough about the man. Yeah. He flies under the radar enough to where when you watch him in film, it's not, oh, that's Joaquin Phoenix doing a character. Like when you watch Brad Pitt, you know, it's this just a version of Brad Pitt, you know? So, I mean, it's, and DiCaprio is like on the line there. Sometimes he can go either way.
Even though he tries so hard not to be.
Yeah. But man, Joaquin Phoenix got so much indie cred, and it's like the man walks into the room and just owns it.
It's like Joaquin Phoenix and Daniel Day-Lewis, they can just metamorphosize themselves all the time.
Yeah. Like, oh man, I cannot. Like, they played the trailer. I think it was before Endgame, but also before John Wick 3. Mm-hmm. And man, I cannot
get enough of that trailer.
The feels are just like, ooh. I mean, every moment is so perfect. It's just like, for me, the tonality of a movie is like, that's what wins me over, is the consistency, the feel, the look of it, like how it's packaged. That's what sells me on the movie and the character and the story. You know, even if it's got some issues, if the tonality is there and I can see like where they're going with it, I'll go along for the ride and it'll be fun. But like, then you get movies where we watched something The Boss the other night, where it was like, it just didn't go there. It tried to be, oh, here's something silly and funny. Woo. And it just was like, no, it didn't achieve it. You know what I mean?
I get you. Okay. What else is there out there in the world? Oh, yeah. So, Birds of a Prey, which they have that coming out February 7th, 2020.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
Me either. Because, I mean, Margaret Robbie.
Ewan McGregor is Black Mask.
Yes. Which, that'll be good. He'll be a good Black Mask because...
like he's Ewan McGregor.
Yeah. But they... so it's going... so this movie ties into two other movies that they're going to have come out. Later on, they're going to have a Gotham Sirens come out.
Mm.
And then also it's supposed to tie into Suicide Squad 2.
Well, which is not really a sequel, not really a redo. It's like, I mean, they basically asked James Gunn, what is this? And he's like, you'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Like it's a reboot, redo slash sequelish.
It's kind of like a soft reboot.
Yeah, because you've still got Margaret Robbie playing, you know, Harley and
Quinn, and then Will Smith. I don't think he's Deadshot anymore. I think
Idris Elba was rumored to replace him as Deadshot, but they have changed his character to not be Deadshot now, so I'm not sure who he's gonna be.
Okay.
But also the same guy that played Captain Boomerang is coming back.
Okay.
So there's still the same couple characters in there, but they've changed it up a little bit. Maybe they did that. Maybe they changed Idris Elba from being Deadshot so that they could still kind of have the continuity-ish.
Yeah. Which would be fine because the Suicide Squad, they have a rotating roster like all the time because somebody ends up like pissing off Amanda Waller. She's like, no, die. So, yeah. But we'll see how that goes. Then you have...
And we never saw that in the first one. Nobody died like that, even though they should have. That would have been cool.
They did.
Who did? Who's... Huh?
Slingshot.
That's right.
like 10 minutes into the movie.
Oh, yeah. That, what a waste of an actor. Like,
right? Actor. I was like, oh, man, I didn't know he was in here. I didn't even really see him in the trailer. It's like, psh, oh. That's why.
Yeah. But that's the thing now is like, because everybody's on to the whole George R. R. Martin thing. Like, yeah. So it's like, you've got to cast somebody big to throw people off. Like, oh, this person is obviously a main character. What? No. 10 minutes in. Yeah.
What else? We got Wonder Woman 1984 coming out June 5th, 2020. Mm-hmm. As you know, Christine Wing. Wig? Wig. Wing? Christine.
Week? Wig?
W-I-I-G. I don't know.
He got me.
Okay. From Bridesmaids as well as a slew of other movies.
Not known for her gymnast abilities, as far as I know. As far Maybe I that's know. Like a hidden talent. Like, Maybe. You know, Terry Crews playing violin or something.
Maybe. Yeah. But she's going to be Cheetah. And I haven't seen... I've seen concept art of what she could look like as Cheetah, but I still haven't seen her, like, in full suit or... fur or whatever they're gonna do with
her. It's hard to say because they could go 1980s just full out cheese ball with that, or they could do like the movie kind of, you know, offish version of it, you know.
But we'll see.
Hard to say.
And then you also have Chris Pine returning as Steve Trevor.
How does that work? Or maybe he's Steve Trevor the third. Who knows at this point?
Just give this man a freaking ring and call it a day. Then we have a Batman, which actually has a date of release. They say it's going to be June 25th, 2021.
Yeah, so they guess they still got some time because they still hadn't, as far as we know, they haven't started filming. They haven't cast, but they've been talking about it for a year at least.
And then the second Suicide Squad, it's not called Suicide Squad. It's just called The Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Which, you know, being directed by James Gunn.
Full confidence, obviously.
Yeah.
But.
And they have a date. August 6th, 2021. We'll see if that holds up. But the one I'm most excited about is the New Gods movie, which will be a direct adaptation of Jack Kirby's comic, The New Gods.
Really?
Yes.
They must have heard, oh, Marvel's doing the Eternals. We got you.
So, but...
Come on. It's like Armageddon comes out and they're like, Deep Impact. It's like, I see your asteroid movie and I raise you an asteroid movie.
There currently isn't a release date for this movie, but they do have a director. I forgot to write down some movies she's also directed, but that's her.
Oh, Ava DuVernay. Yeah. She's good. I want to say she's done some TV stuff too.
Yeah, she's doing a series on Netflix, but I forgot what the name of the series is.
Yeah.
Currently. Aquaman, that's supposed to be coming out in 2021 as well. Yes. And then...
The new Aquaman, or a sequel?
Aquaman 2. And then Shazam 2, I believe it's 2022, but it might be 2021 as well. But also, with Shazam 2, there is a Black Adam movie that doesn't have a title. It just says Black Adam movie.
Yeah.
But
we're not supposed to see his character introduced until probably maybe the end credits scene of the second one and into the third one. Because I mean, if you've seen Shazam, they obviously alluded to his character.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it yet?
Soon.
Yeah. So they yeah. But if, I mean, you know who he is, but obviously not actually there yet.
But he's probably gonna be the big bad for whatever Justice League movie that they do decide to do, because right after that they have a Justice League movie that's in the works as well.
Hmm. That'll be interesting.
So yeah.
Because how do you do? Like, I'm so curious how they're gonna do Batman going forward. Is it gonna be just like, oh, I've handed the cowl down, cape and cowl is now with this guy?
Just somehow reboot the whole thing with Wonder Woman 1984.
Yeah, pretend to be the same Batman, but it's like, oh, you make a joke like, hey, he looked different.
So yeah, I spent some time at the spa, did wonders.
Drop some weight. I wonder what Robert Pattinson, if it's Robert Pattinson, what he's going to look like all bulked up, because he's obviously going to have to put on some abs.
Because Warner doesn't. Brothers wants you to look like a Greek god.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Well, Marvel too. They have requirements as well.
Yeah. Not for everybody though, because some of their characters are just CGI.
Mm-hmm.
Like Robert Downey Jr. can just chill, be skinny.
Yeah. We'll get into when Spider-Man comes out. There'll be a lot more to talk about with the MCU and Endgame, because that's coming out about the same time as Comic-Con and all that. Mm-hmm. And they're waiting to release more of that because there's far and few details right now.
Well, a lot of misinformation. So don't, if you think you sound like a movie list, it's not real. It's not real until they say this is what's happening.
Yeah, check your sources, man. Especially with this Batman thing, because like, I mean, people are coming out like, oh, it's confirmed. It's like, You don't confirm it. Like, that's like me saying out, it's like coming out and going like, yeah, I spoke to Robert Downey the other day and he said, da 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 da, he's coming back for Iron Man 4. Confirmed. It's like, just because I say it don't make it true.
Yeah. It's just speculation.
Yeah. We should know in this age of fake news and social media that not everything everybody says is true.
But that's all I got.
Yep. Me too. Are you going to hit on the Arrowverse? Just briefly.
Okay.
Because there's all a big deal with Batwoman. Like, so, there's a lot of kickback. It seems like the same people that didn't like Captain Marvel are not liking her.
The same people that didn't like Captain Marvel, same people that didn't like this past season of Supergirl because she had a transgender superhero in there. But Batwoman, if you didn't know, is gay. Like, so gay, she makes me look...
What?
Straight? Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. I gotta. She's so gay, she makes me look feminine. There we go. I don't know. She's very masculine, but not.
I'm not gonna touch that one.
Okay. All right. But yeah, so she has a lot of backlash. Like, the main, one of the main things, you know, in all the early works of all the Arrowverse shows, they have some sort of love interest, and she has her love interest who happens to be her father's right hand person, woman. But you know, it's gonna be a good show. It have a lot,
it looks really good. The trailer, there was like 250,000 dislikes for this trailer, and I don't see it. It looks great to me. I wasn't really familiar with who Batwoman was until I saw the animated version movie with all the Bat figures.
People. She's a bat really Bat family.
Bat fam.
That's smooth what they call them. But she's a relatively new character. She came out in 2011. That's when she debuted to the world. So she hasn't been around for too long, but she has
obviously made a huge hit.
Yeah. Made definitely an impact. Like, in the comics, she's a lot more vicious. She doesn't mind using guns. She doesn't have a problem with guns. Mm-hmm. She won't kill unless it's like super necessary. So she's not an anti-hero. She's just Batman with guns, but a woman and his cousin. Mm-hmm. Which is also interesting because you don't see any more of the Wayne family, like, besides Damian around. So
yeah, who is Batman's child through Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
Yep.
So there's a lot. Also. it goes deep. It goes deep, mm-hmm. deep and wide. So yeah, but that's the thing. Just if you don't like it, don't watch it. You don't have to go on a rant and run everything down that you don't like. If it's just not for you, you're not the only person out there enjoying things. Let other people enjoy things. Just don't watch it. Don't partake if you don't like it. You know, it's like if you don't like mac and cheese, don't go destroy all the mac and cheese. Just don't eat mac and cheese.
Pretty much.
It's simple.
Oh.
That's why we can't have nice things.
Pretty much. One last thing. That doesn't know if it's going to happen yet, but for the DC Universe, the app and all that, they're looking for someone to be Superman in theirs. And like in their universe, but currently they're actually looking at TV Superman as he is now.
Really?
Like the one that's shown up in Supergirl and all the crossovers recently.
So they're trying to like make those.
Yeah. And if he does, it's going to merge them together. Ooh. And then we can see the Titans show up and then Swamp Thing and the Doom Patrol, and I'll be happy.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Justice League. Like I'm this close to having a Justice League on TV for real. Like, and they say, we're the Justice League, and I'll be so happy.
We're the Super Friends.
Smooth. There was an episode of Supergirl this season. It's like Supergirl and her super friends. And I'm like, you cheese walls.
The Hall of Justice.
But yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. So many feels and memories with Lex Luthor toys and
he was Joker in this past toys. Season too. Like you should watch just this past season Supergirl. It was
I'm so far behind. I need to just jump in.
Just jump in this past season. So it'll be all right.
Speaking of jumping, we've got to jump out of here. We're running extremely late. This is a recap episode, so it's okay. Yeah. Next episode we won't go as long.
We'll try not to.
No guarantees. So thanks for tuning in. Once again, we'd like to say thank you for joining us by YouTube or podcast. If you want to keep the conversation going, you can, of course, comment below. But you can also find all that info in the episode notes. You can check out the website at www.broken.picturesno.com. And don't forget, you can leave us a voicemail or questions that we can play on the show. Interact with us that way. You can go to www.anchor.fm/thefomoshow. Or download the Anchor app. And YouTube viewers, please subscribe and hit the little bell.
Ding.
To be notified when we put out new videos. And podcast listeners, please leave us 5 stars in your podcast app. We would appreciate that very mucho. And my name is Dylan.
This is Quinn.
And we'd like to say thanks and goodbye. See ya. Take care of yourself. Peace.